Okay, it is time for the Rocky Bottom Report. Are you playing any music?
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
Okay, Rocky Bottom Retreat and Conference Center of the Blind. For those of you out of state, this is owned and operated by the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. And it's been in existence for about 41 years. Our founder, leader, Dr. Capps, and his wife, Betty, were up in this area of our state, the northwest corner of South Carolina, back in 1958. They fell in love with the countryside, and they had a cabin there, and right next door to the cabin was his 4-H camp. And so in the late 70s, Mr. Capps went before the Pickens County Council, and the Pickens County Council leased us about 10 acres of land, and subsequently we added another 17 acres as well. After our state convention last year, Rocky Bottom started off real well. And one of the things that we did in September was a National Seniors Retreat. So if my lovely wife Shelley could come forward to tell us about that, I would be happy. This is the second year that we have had the National Seniors Retreat, and we are just really excited that that the National Seniors Division has selected Rocky Bottom to do this training. So, Shell?
Yeah. Right here.
You're going to have to bring it down. There you go.
Okay. Whoops. Hit my nose. All righty. I think I'm being heard. Hi. Glad to be here. Yes, in the National Seniors Division of the National Federation of the Blind started coming, having a vision of teaching seniors that haven't had another opportunity to learn alternative techniques and are losing their vision, a way to have this training in a form of a camp setting. And the national president I've gotten to know over the last several years, and we talked about Rocky Bottom, and she was kind of familiar with Rocky Bottom. And so in 2018, we had our first camp and had about 12 individuals, I'm pretty sure, that came to that one from about 8 or 9 different states. And last year in the fall of 19, we had 13 people that came from 9 states, as far away as, I better not mention it, but it's a variety of states, Michigan to Florida type thing, and kind of Arizona to the East Coast. So, I mean, it's been a good variety. I think some Utah people came actually the first year. And we collected a staff of people. We provided orientation and mobility. We provided Braille, homemaking or cooking, a cooking class, daily living / organizational skills. And we've included hobbies. Last year we did grilling. There was a gentleman that came that specifically had been interested in learning how to grill, and we were able to accomplish that, and I think people felt like there was a lot of success with that. We had about an hour and a half length classes, 3 of them a day, and then we had a discussion group in the afternoon. We had a staff of people that worked in the kitchen that provided just awesome meals for us, a whole host of volunteers, people that provided transportation from the airport up to Rocky Bottom and back down. So we've been able to incorporate the Lions Club of in the Salem Lions Club in that area, offered to help with transportation. And so we've been able to recruit a lot of help from different aspects of South Carolina. And we're going to, in this year, because of the virus, we're going to have a virtual camp, and it'll be the week of the 18th of October to the 24th. We haven't specifically come up with our schedule, but we're working on it. The National Board of the National Senior Division is putting together this training. We're going to all be working together, providing the same classes, and do our best to provide a good service. It's for seniors 55 and older. However, if people would like to, by request, they're a little bit younger, but don't have any other way of receiving these alternative techniques for living, we will consider that. The application for this will be on the NFB of SC website and on the listserv. We're already recruiting people for this coming fall, and we just look forward to being able to serve anybody that we can, and so that all seniors can live the life we want. And I thank you very much.
Well, we also had a local senior retreat, or senior camp as we call it, and to talk about that, here again is Shannon Cook.
Hello. Now I'm going to talk to you about senior camp. Normally we have senior camp twice a year, once in May and once in September or October, as we did last year. We go to Rocky Bottom for about a week. Usually it's Sunday through Thursday. And last fall, we were able to hold a senior camp in October. It's a little later than we usually have camp, but that was very nice. It was a little bit cooler. The weather had started to turn. It was just really a nice seasonal time. Sometimes in September, it's still a little on the warmish side, but in October, it was great. We normally have a field trip on Tuesday of the week of camp to break up the routine a little bit. And this last year, we were not able to because we had a very heavy rain the morning that we would have taken our trip. And in its place, we were able to have Frank Loza, who was going to do a presentation on assistive technology anyway. We just said, well, why don't we use this time for him to do the presentation? So that's what we did. It was a very captive audience. Normally we have people during our presentations, they kind of drift in and out. Maybe they're not quite as engaged the whole way through, but it seemed like everyone that was in there was engaged and really interested in everything that Frank had to present. So that was pretty awesome. And we are really glad. I mean, because there were things all the way from really low tech, starting out with technology, all the way to things that are past my knowledge base. So it was quite a variety. We also normally have training classes, discussion groups. Shelly leads a discussion group and I lead one. Usually mine is about operational things such as how you do things around the house. Or sometimes it can take a turn into other areas if you have issues with how to deal with your family and your blindness, because sometimes, as we all know, that can be trying. And then Shelley talks about philosophy a lot of times, which is, I think, very needed in our senior group. We do bingo. We have cards with both large print and braille. We have some with raised numbers if people can't use either one. Everybody loves the bingo because we have prizes. Everybody brings little prizes that we use for bingo, and once people win, they can come up and pick a prize. So it's a pretty nice little return on your investment there. We have a talent show usually on Wednesday afternoons, and that is always a lot of fun because up until about lunchtime on Wednesday, we're really wondering what's going to happen with that, and then come to find out, is nothing to worry about. We have a whole group of folks with talent, and we just may not know until the last minute what they're going to do. So, but we had a really great time last fall As everyone knows, that could not happen this year. So what we did in its place was a virtual senior camp. So we took some of the activities that we normally do at regular camp, and we invited folks that had been to any of the previous senior camps to attend. And they just called in on Zoom if they had let us know in advance, and we had of cards available, we would send out bingo cards to them. And so we played bingo for a little while, and then we had a couple of discussion questions, and there again, you know, things lead off into other areas. And so we were able to discuss those things for, I think it was about 2 hours, but it went by really quickly. For our first senior camp, doing it virtually, I was really pleased that we had about 24 participants. We, of course, had some people that no longer were able to come to camp because of physical issues that may have prevented that, medical issues, whatever it may be. But they were able to participate in the virtual camp and catch up with some of their friends that maybe they hadn't been able to in a while. So that was really refreshing to be able to talk to some of those folks. We're going to do the same thing again coming up next month. We're going to have a virtual senior camp day on September 18th. We will keep some of the same elements, but switch it up a little bit. So anyone that may be interested, you can sign in to Zoom. We're going to start about 9:30 that day. We're going to have some coffee time first, so that way everybody can chit-chat while you drink your coffee and get ready for the big event at 10, and then we'll go ahead with the scheduled programming for the day. If you have any questions, please get in touch with either Shelley or me, or you can contact David Houck here at the Federation Center. And if you're all on the Zoom call today, you know the number to the Federation Center is 803-254-3777, the meeting ID. And David can give you our information. I won't put it out there right now just because everybody might not be able to write it down, but please feel free to get in touch with us. We certainly want to have as many people as want to participate. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Shannon. So the fall worked out pretty good for Rocky Bottom, and then in the spring, COVID came along and kind of shut Rocky Bottom down. We lost some rentals, many of our rentals for the summer, and as you know, that's what we kind of work with is our rentals. That's how we make our money and so forth, and we lost a lot of those, and of course, a lot of our favorite activities, such as in-person senior camp, the upstate fishing trip, and other things were canceled. However, things have really worked out well for us. One thing that was kind of cool was back in December, let me back up, we knew that we were going to have to replace our commercial freezer and refrigerator in our commercial kitchen. In October, during the senior camp in October, the seniors who were there contributed $500 toward this project. We knew that we had to raise around $10,000, and they kicked it off with them. They raised about $500. At our Christmas board retreat in December, J.W. Smith, one of our members, said, you know what? Why don't we do a 100-100 club, and 100 people can give $100, and we can make our $10,000. So we started that at the first of the year, and it worked out really well. We raised, I guess, close to $8,000. $3,000 or so by folks who are online, and folks in this room here, chapters and so forth. It was really great to see the enthusiasm and excitement to do this. Then we also received a $5,000 grant from a local foundation in the Columbia area. At the end of March, we were able to purchase a new refrigerator, commercial refrigerator and freezer, and it's sitting there right now. Hopefully someday we can use it, but we have it there, and we're now, with the remaining money that's left, we're raising money now so we can replace the stove, commercial stove, in that kitchen. But thanks to many of you who contributed and so forth. One of the groups that has been very, very supportive of us, Shelley talked about them a little bit, but is the Salem Lions Club. The Salem Lions Club has been very supportive of Rocky Bottom with money, with just coming out and doing work, painting, clearing up. We had a real bad windstorm this year, and they came out and helped with that. They helped replace a roof on our chapel. And they also pay for a handyman to come up twice a month to help with small repairs for Rocky Bottom. And they have just been a real blessing to have them working with us. As Shelley said, they also helped with transportation to and from our national training retreat with our seniors last September, and worked out really well. The closest airport to Rocky Bottom is about an hour and a half away, and these folks went down there, met our seniors coming in, brought them to camp, and then when they left, were there to pick them up and then take them back to the airport. So it was pretty neat. Partnership that we have with the Salem Lions Club, and I'm pretty sure it's going to continue for years to come. One of the things that that we were very grateful for is in April we were having some difficulties with no rentals and so forth. And children's camp, we usually have a children's camp that meets at Rocky Bottom the first week in June. And also Successful Transitions was going to have two of their weeks of the summer teen program at Rocky Bottom as well. So we knew that this wasn't going to happen. So Successful Transitions, in lieu of the rent, what it cost them to be at Rocky Bottom, gave the camp $10,000, which would have been their rental fee for those 3 weeks, which we were very appreciative of that. In May, we also had a very outstanding fundraiser, and that was Midland Gives, which is it's on the first Tuesday in May, and we raised approximately $8,000 for Rocky Bottom, which was awesome. And many of you contributed to that, chapters, people, our members, family members, and so forth. It was a very good fundraiser. Midland Gives is a fundraising event for nonprofits. And we did very well. We had a $3,000 matching grant, and we went past that by a long shot. And I was watching, it was kind of like watching the score on a scoreboard, and every 2 seconds, new figures were coming up, and our amount kept getting higher and higher. It was pretty cool to watch. And so that has helped out a great deal. Then in June, we received a $10,000 grant from the Leclerc Charity Fund, and that was very appreciative. Funny how things get started and everything. Jennifer Baser, I believe last year, was going around to different classes at her church, Mount Hebron, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, and asking for donations for a children's camp. This lady talked to her and then called her this year, saying that they had looked at our Rocky Bottom's website. They were very interested, and they made a contribution of $10,000, which I thought was awesome. So we've been busy at Rocky Bottom with people not there. We've been able to get stuff done. And as far as repairs, we have repaired pretty much all the heating and air units in the conference center. And now, so everything is working well. Thanks to Successful Transitions, they replaced two of those, which we deeply appreciate. Successful Transitions has also given us a lot of supplies and then just a variety of things to help out Rocky Bottom. One of the big things that we had to do this year is get in compliance with DHEC. For a long time prior to myself becoming chairman of Rocky Bottom, the camp was not doing their share to meet DHEC standards and so forth. Back in January of this year, we had a meeting with DHEC, and most of it was paperwork, having stuff on hand like a emergency booklet and also just a procedures manual and so forth and so on. I'm glad to say that after working with these guys for 7 months, everything is completed. Rocky Bottom is up to date and doing very well. And DHEC was very pleased with our progress, and we will hopefully have to hear from him for a long time. I also want to talk about another group that has been very, very instrumental in Rocky Bottom, and that is Mount Hebron Methodist, United Methodist Church in West Columbia. They have been outstanding. This past fall, they went up there, replaced the kitchen floor in the Conference Center's kitchen, the commercial kitchen. They replaced a lot of the woodwork that was damaged by termites in our Austinet cottage. They have done painting. They have done patching of roofs. They have cleared out our gutters. They have done organized our closets. They have done just a variety of things that we would not have been able to do if it wasn't for these folks. Gary Lane, who is in charge, disperses the work and so forth. We were there one time, and I've never seen a more organized group in my life. They knew what they had to do and did it, and did an outstanding job. And right now, they are working on our miniature golf course at Rocky Bottom. It's almost completed. They need to go back up there to do a few things, but they have really, really been a blessing to Rocky Bottom. A couple things that are coming up. Excuse me. We usually have a fun day festival, Labor Day weekend. Of course, with COVID, we are not going to do that. However, we will be having an online auction the first week in November. We will start October 31st to November 7th. We're going to have some really nice stuff on there. I encourage all you folks here in South Carolina and elsewhere to look at it. All proceeds will go to Rocky Bottom, and we are very excited about that. We also have, and you've noticed some door prizes today, a $5 raffle that is going on. We have done this for years. The winner will win $500, and the seller will win $50. So a lot of our chapters and members are selling those right now. That drawing will be held on October 31st. So we're really excited about those two events, and we hope to bring in about $7,000 or $8,000 with doing that. In closing, I just want to talk about two people who have really, one person over the years who made a big difference, and then somebody else. As Parnell mentioned this morning, Ralph Ellenberg passed away about 3 weeks after Dr. Capps did this past November and so forth. Mr. Ellenberg was quite an individual. He was very, very, he loved Rocky Bottom. He gave much dollars to Rocky Bottom. He had a lot of his people. Mr. Ellenberg worked in construction and so forth. A lot of his people came up and did a lot of work at Rocky Bottom and so forth. And I remember Mr. Ellenberg being in his 80s, walking on the roof, checking out the roofs and so forth. He's a remarkable man, and we will definitely miss him. I always said Mr. Ellenberg passed away, we'll probably never find another Mr. Ellenberg, but he was great. The second individual I want to talk about is our resident manager, Linda Bible. If that name sounds familiar, she's the sister of Ed Bible. And Linda does an awesome job at Rocky Bottom. She keeps everybody straight up there. She's about 4'10", but she keeps everybody straight. And she does what she can. It's funny, we're having this $5 raffle, and I think Linda herself is in second place right now. I think Linda has sold over 40 tickets on her own for our $5 raffle at Rocky Bottom. So she has done very, very well, and we love her, and she loves Rocky Bottom, and you can tell when you talk to her that she really loves what she is doing. So Rocky Bottom is doing well. We need all of y'all to support Rocky Bottom. This is our camp. This is what we do. I've seen Rocky Bottom make a difference in people's lives, whether they were children, seniors, whatever, going up there, and we need to do that. We are making progress at Rocky Bottom, and with your help and all of us working together, we can make Rocky Bottom one of the best places in this whole country. Thank you so much.